Good afternoon, this is Martin Cook reporting for the Sunday Hour. I'm in the grounds of the Bishop's Palace with the Reverend Rowena, who's going to have a little talk about CCW and Dan in the Den. What is this Dan in the Den?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's going to be really exciting. It's just an hour, all-age family show put on for us by Oddments Theatre Company. And it tells the Bible story of Dan in the lion's den. And it's called Dan in the Den. And people can come for free because the churches of Wales and area are sponsoring it as a gift to the community post-COVID. And you can come along and just have fun with your children or grandchildren. And it's 5 o'clock on Friday the 8th of October at St Cuthbert's Church. And all you have to do is book on Eventbrite.
That's exciting. You mentioned this is just for the children in the afternoon. Is it available for adults as well?
It's available for adults at the 5 o'clock performance with children and grandchildren, but the theatre company, Oddments, our theatre company, are coming to do this professional show two times on that day, and they're coming in the afternoon to do a performance for St Cuthbert's Primary and Junior Schools, and so they'll fill the church in the afternoon, so there won't be room for any other people there because of COVID.
Yeah, that's another thing we've all had to be careful of the last year or so. There's been lots of opportunities coming with COVID, and there's been lots of worries as well, hasn't there?
There has, but this will be a COVID secure performance, so we'll make sure that the actors are far enough distance and we're limited in numbers. That's why it's important that people book for the 5 o'clock performance, which is open to anyone.
That's going to be good news for Wales and the children. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Christians Together in Wales and area is all the churches in the city of Wales and in the villages around seek to work together so that we can show God's love to the community. So we meet as church leaders once a month and as a more wider group once a quarter to build relationships between us and to share what's going on in each of the churches so that we can work out what's best to do to enable the Christian message of God's love for everybody to be communicated within the community. So we sometimes do joint services. We're doing Dan in the Den. We're doing Christian Aid harvest lunches to raise money for Christian Aid at the moment on Wednesdays between 12 and 1:30 in the Seeger Hall in the centre of Wales. And we try and work out how we can support one another. So part of that is a particular church might take the lead on something and then other churches will join in. So the Connect Centre, Ealing Pentecostal Church, is part of CTWA and they do lots of work with the homeless and provide meals. And the Wales Vineyard Church, they take the lead on the food bank and the storehouse, which is very needed at the moment because of the amount of food poverty around. But they'll use volunteers and gifts, both financial and of goods, from the other churches. So by sharing together in regular meeting and building of relationships, we can work out how best to support one another in our Christian witness in the city.
And the other thing, is there a balance of the type of church music, traditional and contemporary?
Yes, I mean, I would have said that quite a lot of churches now are quite eclectic in the music they use. So you'll find that some services in the same church might be more praise orientated with a band and others might be more traditional. Some churches lean one way or another. But across the churches in the area, we have a wide range of use of different kinds of music in the churches.
Lovely. Thank you, Rowena.